The title of this film is Winter in America. A black screen lists the title of the video, Winter in America, in large capital letters with the words, based on a true story, written in smaller font. Another screen lists, in smaller capital letters, a film by Hank Willis Thomas and Kambui Olujimi. Polka dots flash, and there are glimpses of dull lights hanging down over a billboard. The billboard contains a partial view of the side of a black man's head, showing his ear, hair, and neck, but not much else. A Nike swoosh symbol is branded into the man's shaved head above the man's ear. The rest of the billboard is white, with Just Do It written in large black capital letters. A black box is shown with one row of oval lights at the top, a yellow light followed by two empty oval-shaped spaces, then a blue light followed by two more empty oval-shaped spaces, and another yellow light. Underneath this row are two yellow lights, then a horizontal blue light with another empty oval horizontal space underneath, followed by two more yellow lights. Another side of the box has the same pattern of lights at the top, but a single blue light followed by a space, followed by a large rectangle covered in cellophane strips, followed by another space and another blue oval light. This box appears to be designed like a club. It has two large action figures standing in front of it. One of the two figures is wearing an eye patch and has a large ponytail split in two. The other is a large, shirtless, muscular man with a chain, white hair, and a red hairband. The two figures shake hands. Three figures are dancing a little farther away from the club. They are all black male figures. Two of them appear to be G.I. Joes with chains on their necks, one of them with a white hat and green goggles, and the other with a camouflage-printed hat. The other figure appears to be a baseball player with a white jersey, blue cap, and brown pants. There are a few cars off to the side, a blurry red car in the background and a silver car in the foreground, with a shirtless man in purple pants sitting on top. Behind the silver car are two action figures talking. An action figure in a brown shirt runs up to the silver car, while the shirtless man in the purple pants turns his torso to look at him, then turns the rest of his body around, stands on top of the car, hops off the car, and walks off with the man in the brown shirt. Another action figure very suddenly pops his head and arm out of the driver's window of the silver car. The camera zooms in on a silver chain with a sky blue gemstone pendant hanging off of it. The focus of the camera moves up, revealing that the chain belongs to the G.I. Joe in the white hat with green goggles rested above it. The G.I. Joe figure enthusiastically bobs his head while talking to the other two black male figures, his facial expression unchanged and lips unmoving. The three men standing in a circle stick their arms out and bump their fists together as a symbol of their camaraderie. The camera focuses in on the G.I. Joe figure with the camouflage hat as he bobs his head while talking, in the same way that the other G.I. Joe before him. A glimpse of the baseball player's face is shown, and the camera turns back to the G.I. Joe with the camouflage hat. There is a glimpse of the club entrance. A slender black male figure with a shaved head wearing a tan suit and glasses shakes the large shirtless bouncer's hand, while the blurry figure with an eye patch and ponytail looks off into a distance. The two G.I. Joes shake hands. The camera focuses in on the G.I. Joe with the camouflage hat as he gesticulates while talking. A close-up of the face is shown, followed by a close-up of the baseball player when he starts talking. The baseball player also gesticulates, moving his arms quickly at the elbow. A quick camera shot shows a maroon car with a scrawny white male figure wearing jeans, a leather jacket, hat, headphones, and a bright orange mustache, sitting on top of the hood of a car, and another noticeably more muscular white male figure with a mustache wearing a tank top and a cowboy hat leaning by an open door of the car. The baseball player nods his head while talking. After the baseball player asks, "It's cold out here, y'all ready?" the camera once again shows a glimpse of the entrance of the nightclub. Suddenly, a large group of figures emerge seemingly out of nowhere. One is a male figure with his hair separated into two braids. Another is a female figure with short, bright pink hair, and another is a male figure wearing a construction hat. The camera does a close-up on the man with the braids. The man in the construction hat energetically gesticulates. The man in the construction hat hugs the G.I. Joe with the camouflage hat, and afterward, they both gesture their arms and hands in the same direction. A close-up moves from the G.I. Joe to the baseball figure. Then the camera zooms out to show the crowd of figures standing around in the circle. There is a quick close-up of the other G.I. Joe, Teddy. Then the camera shows the figure wearing the construction hat and the girl with the pink hair shake the baseball player's hand. There is another close-up of the baseball player while he talks and slightly bobs his head. He moves his hands and arms while talking. The camera zooms in on a nearby couple kissing and caressing each other against a vehicle. The male figure is the man in the tan suit, shaved head, and glasses. The female figure appears to be a military woman with brown hair tucked behind in a ponytail, wearing a black hat. The camera takes its focus off of the couple. A pair of legs emerges from behind a red car whose rear and back license plate is facing the camera. The legs quickly shuffle across the snow past a gray car, emerging behind it, and leave the scene. The camera points directly at the two G.I. Joe figures walking side by side, only showing the figures from the waist up initially, then showing the entirety of their figures and the scenery of the parking lot around them. Snow lightly frosts the tops of the houses, and a group of figures is huddled together off in the distance. The two G.I. Joes walk against a gray wire fence while tilting their shoulders. There's a thick white blanket of snow on the ground, with the baseball player sprawled out, face down, arms and legs out on top of the snow. Two large shadows emerge from the bottom left corner of the snow. The camera focuses on the G.I. Joe in the camouflage hat pointing at the right of the screen. There's another shot of the shadows, this time elongated in the snow. The camera focuses in on the G.I. Joe talking. Soon, the camera shows the shadows, the right shadow moving his arm admonishingly while the body in the snow flops around like a fish. The camera zooms in, revealing the baseball player's face, panting and looking off to the side, which happens to be right at the viewers. A black sky full of multicolored flashing spots appears. The surroundings become momentarily blurry. A metal fence appears with blurry figures behind it. The camera focuses in for just a second, and then the scene gets blurry again, with a third blurry figure in between the two figures emerging from the darkness. The third figure becomes very clear, while the other two figures remain blurry. The third figure is a male figure with dark skin, a red shirt, a gun holster, and a pistol in his hand. He sticks his hand out, making the pistol even more noticeable. The head of the G.I. Joe with the camouflage hat is shown in profile view, looking at the right of the screen, with a blurred image of the other G.I. Joe's head in profile view behind him and slightly askew. There is a close-up of the fourth figure's head looking to the left of the screen with an empty black background behind him and a light shining on his face. He's a male with brown skin and a mustache. The camera does a close-up of the third man with the gun, revealing a tribal necklace on his neck. The camera zooms out to show the parking lot from far away, with the cars in the top left corner fenced in by the metal fence and the people involved in the scene in the mid-ground. Those people include the two G.I. Joe figures on the left, the two gunmen on the right, and a baseball player figure on the ground in between all of them. Off in the distance, there are two people standing close together looking at the scene, along with various people far off deep into the background. The men move their hands and hold the pistols. There's another close-up of the third figure with the gun, his gun in focus, but everything else, including the background, remains blurry. He moves the hand holding the pistol to the side. The G.I. Joe with the camouflage hat moves his shoulders and arms as he talks in response to the man with the gun. Another gunman with brown skin, a bald head, facial hair, and a green holster are standing in focus behind the body of the baseball player holding a pistol. The male figure who was kissing the military woman before pulls away from her to look to see what is happening at the scene. Another image of the entire scene shot from far away is shown, looking similar to before. There's another close-up of the G.I. Joe with a camouflage hat waving his arms, followed by the third figure's face in response to that. The camera alternates from the G.I. Joe's talking to the third figure responding. A gun points diagonally downward from the top right corner of the screen at the baseball player still on the ground. A white background can be seen from behind. There is a close-up of the baseball player's head tossing and turning. The fourth figure's face is seen again in profile view, looking to the left, with a black background behind him. The third figure walks up to the G.I. Joe with the white hat, pointing a gun at him, as the G.I. Joe takes off his blue gemstone chain and hands it over to him. He keeps himself from handing it over right away. The baseball player is still pictured on the floor with a gun pointing at him diagonally out from the top right corner of the screen. There is an image of the G.I. Joe's legs to the left of the blue gemstone chain as it swings back and forth in the G.I. Joe's hands. The camera moves up to reveal the G.I. Joe's hands and the gunman's hands. The gunman quickly snatches the chain from the G.I. Joe, the chain swinging in mid-motion. There is another image of the parking lot. This is followed by a close-up of the other G.I. Joe, the one with the camouflage hat. A gun emerges from the right side of the screen and points to his forehead, while a hand emerges from the right, snatching his gold chain. A gun remains pointed at him. Here's another zoomed-out view of the parking lot. The gunman twists his body around and looks behind him. An orange light beams in from the top right corner of the screen. Suddenly, everyone turns to the right, looking at the same thing. The camera zooms in on the two G.I. Joe figures, who move their arms and legs quickly in a running motion, leaving the scene in a hurry, passing behind the metal wire fence until they ultimately end up hopping around the hood of a silver car and crouching down in the snow in front of the car's bumper. The camera zooms in on the fourth figure's face with the black background behind him. The camera zooms out again, showing a view of the parking lot with both gunmen looking toward the top right corner of the screen with the baseball player still on the ground behind them. The third figure quickly turns to crouch with his gun pointed at the baseball player. The camera shows the G.I. Joe's peeking from their shelter in front of the silver car. The G.I. Joe with the camouflage hat looks to the side behind the left front tire of the car. His head and torso make a diagonal that tilts toward the top left corner of the screen with a black background against it. The camera does a close-up of the gunman, still in the same position as before, both pointing their guns at the baseball player. The silver chain is hanging off of the other arm of the third figure. The camera zooms in on the baseball player's head in the snow as it turns from behind to the front, toward the camera. There's another close-up of the third figure. The fourth figure continues to point his gun at the baseball player, who this time is looking directly at him. The other gunman is blurred in the shot, but is seen scampering away behind him. The third figure leaves the scene while the fourth figure looks toward the camera. He looks to the right of the screen, presumably at the other gunman, then back at the baseball player. There's another close-up of the baseball player tossing his head back and forth. The camera zooms out to show the fourth figure with the gun, directly behind the baseball player and right in the center of the shot, a black background with flashing polka dots behind him. The camera zooms in on the gun coming out of the top right corner of the screen, pointing diagonally at the baseball player whose face is looking toward the camera. The hand holding the gun makes the motion that implies that it's been fired. There's an undiscernible flash of people's faces looking from behind objects. The fourth figure leaves the scene in a flash. The baseball player's body is lying across the snow with his head pointing toward the right. The blanket of snow extends to 2/3 of the screen from the bottom. The black sky with the large, dull polka dots makes up the other third of the background. A shot of the camera facing down at the snow reveals the baseball player's body, surrounded by dark red ice crystals that look as if Kool-Aid has been spilt on them. The camera shakingly zooms out farther and farther away. The figure who initially takes up more than half of the screen becomes smaller and smaller until a bird's eye view of the figure is captured. The focus is taken off of the figure and shifts to show a brief glimpse of the red and silver car in the parking lot, behind a metal wire fence. A blank white screen is shown displaying the words, "For Songa Thomas Willis, 1972-2000, printed in all capital letters in a calm font across the middle. The video ends with a white blank screen.